All right, so let's move on to public comment. Item five, this is the time we will hear if there are any comments from members of the public. We do have a time limit that will be 3 minutes per comment. So my first question is to Christina, do we have any written comments, written public comment that were submitted?
We do have quite a few. I just have two that are for general public comment, and then I have some comments that we'll get to later in the meeting for items 12 and 13.
Okay, so you have comment testimony on items, listed items, action items, or board discussion items. But for general public comment, we have two, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So can we proceed to, I don't know how you want to do it. Do you want to read those or screen them, whatever you prefer?
Yeah. The first one is from Leah McIntosh. She says, hello, thank you for this format. I am asking the board seek out a Black investment to invest with. We're a diverse retirement group, and I want our money spread around, not just with white firms. And then the second one is from Vincent Augusta. Board members, thank you for offering me this opportunity to air my grievances with the Contra Costa County Employees Retirement Association. My father passed away on Saturday, June 5th, 2021. I reported his death to the Retirement Association on Monday, June 7th, 2021. I received a heartless, cold, insensitive letter dated June 18th, 2021, regarding my father, Richard Augusta, who was receiving survivor benefits. The letter I received is attached to this email. This letter basically stated, hey, are you dead? Because until we determine otherwise, you're not going to receive your benefits. To add salt to the wounds, the letter was addressed to him. First off, the letter is extremely insensitive. Remember, you are sending this to survivors of a deceased annuitant or a deceased annuitant survivor. If, in fact, the annuitant or survivor is dead, guess who receives this insensitive letter? Secondly, before this letter was ever sent off, some research could have been done to find out that Mr. Augusta was indeed deceased as reported on June 7, 2021. He died in Contra Costa County. It isn't as if he died in some far-off foreign land. This is the model of inefficiency. I have made it clear to the representatives I spoke to. I am dealing with CalPERS and the Office of Personnel Management. Those experiences have been a cakewalk compared to the experience I've encountered with the Contra Costa County Employees Retirement Association. You need to change the wording of your letter to express a more humble, caring inquiry in addition to dumping the company you have contracted with to confirm if in fact members are deceased. I did respond to the letter dated June 18, 2021. I also sent this letter with my reply to both Supervisors Diane Burgess and Federal Glover with an explanation as to why I forwarded these letters to them. With regards to my father's account, closing and final payment, that issue has been resolved, but I honestly believe I received from the employee supervisor nothing but lip service regarding my complaint about the timing and content of the letter dated June 18th. This is what needs to be dealt with at the board level. Thank you, Vince Augusta. Those are the only two for this general public comment.
Thank you, Christina. So for Mr. Augusta, I certainly regret the circumstance in involving the death and the way it was handled. This is not a time when the board can respond or do anything substantive under the terms of the Brown Act, but I can assure you we will look into the matters that were raised in your comment, all of them. And I know that our CEO, Gail, will be bringing a report back to the board on that item. So again, the condolences on the loss. And I know I speak for everybody in telling you that that's a very uncomfortable and unfortunate circumstance to have an interaction like that on this type of matter. So it's regrettable. We'll find out. We'll get details on that, and we will get a report back. So thank you for the public comment. Are there any other public commenters in the queue on our webinar, Christina?
Not in the general public comment. We just will have some for 12 and 13.
Okay, excellent. All right. All right, so we'll close public comment.